Here's the essential summary for the Lowball Death Zones. 14 Greater Boston Markets, where discount offers go to die. The bottom line, 14 Greater Boston communities possess structural market advantages, school district excellence, inventory scarcity, wealth concentration, and routine multiple offer scenarios that make lowball offers not just unlikely to succeed, but potentially damaging to your negotiating position. Understanding why these markets resist discount strategies is critical for buyers who want to compete effectively. Who needs this? Buyers targeting competitive Greater Boston markets, investors analyzing negotiation potential, families moving from less competitive regions, anyone who thinks real estate negotiation works the same everywhere. Key insights. Number 1. Brookline, Cambridge, Newton lead 10 communities where lowball offers approach zero success rate. Number 2. School district quality creates inelastic demand. Families will stretch budgets, not walk away. Number 3. Inventory scarcity in prestige markets. Annual turnover under 5% gives sellers infinite patience. Number 4. Multiple offer scenarios in 75% plus of sales eliminate negotiating leverage for discount buyers. Number 5. Wealth concentration means sellers aren't motivated by financial pressure. They can wait for full price. Number 6. Better strategy, compete on certainty, cash, fast close, minimal contingencies, not on price. Number 7. Strategic alternative, target emerging communities like Franklin, Wilmington with balanced dynamics. What to do next? Abandon lowball tactics in the 14 identified communities. Strengthen financing, reduce contingencies, position yourself as the most attractive buyer, or redirect to emerging markets where negotiation actually works.